Yerushalmi, Demai, Kofbein, Tevachim, Dafim, Kuf, and Kuf Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yudal, Demad Aleph, at the Mishnah. Hamoylech chitin letoichen kusi, or letoichen ema'oet, vechezkosam, lemasus, or leshviyis, letoichen akum, Demai. The Mishnah says if one takes wheat to a kusi or to a ma'oet miller to grind into flour, when he goes to pick up his flour, he can assume it's already tithed and it's not from shviyis, and there's no concern that his produce will switch for another person's. But if he took it to a Gentile miller, then he must treat it as demai. Hamafkid peyroisav etzel hakusiv etzel amaoret vechezkosam lemasus uleshviyis etzel akum kepeyroisav vebshimon oimer demai. If one deposits produce with a kusi or an amaoret, he can assume that it's already tithed and it's not from shviyis, but if he deposits it with a Gentile, it's treated as the produce of a Gentile and midrabbanon it's obligated lemasus. Vebshimon says that it's demai as it might have been switched. And the Gemara says, "Bechia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan nischalfa kuposei etzah teichen im huchzuk amaoret liyos teichen sham ba'isah hayom choishesh v'im lav ene choishesh." The Gemara brings the Bechia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that if a chavez box of grain was switched in a Jewish miller's possession, if an amaoret was known to mill there on the same day, it's therefore doubtful whether or not the miller exchanged his grains with the chavez grains, and he must be concerned for this. And if not, he doesn't need to be concerned. V'yachush ma beina v'lesilki, lekein tani silki shahaisa mistapekes yoim echad mina asa nasa oisa yoim huchach l'chol hayomim. The question is, shouldn't he be concerned even if the miller occasionally mills there and not necessarily on that day? How is it different to the case of a caravan of travellers? Wasn't it taught that if an Arab merchant was found to be selling non-kosher food on one day, that day becomes a proof for all other days, meaning that for any given piece of food, they have to assume that perhaps it's the non-kosher one? The answer is the Arab merchant is different, as he definitely supplied the food at some time, but over here the Amaretz might not have been milling on that day. Rabbi Taifa Samuka b'shem Rabbi Abo Kusim ne'monim ala pikadon. Rabbi Taifa Samuka, quoting Rabbi Abo, says that kusim are believed over a deposit, and there's no concern that the produce was switched. But the question is, isn't it explicitly taught in our Mishnah about a kusi that one can assume that it's already tithed? The answer is that the Mishnah is referring to before the Kusim was suspected of idolatry, where Rabbi Taifa came to teach that even after that, they were believed that it wasn't switched. The Gemara asks, is a Kusi believed to say that he took it and replaced it with other tithe produce? Im at ma'amino shenoto, ta'amino shenosan. Im at ma'amino shenosan, al ta'amino, ta'amineu shenotel. Answers, if you believe him that he took it, believe him that he replaced it with tithe produce. And if you don't believe him that he replaced it, don't believe him that he took it. So it's the same produce as he originally bought. Kusi at ma'aminoi shenotal, I should say, vein at ma'aminoi shenosan. No, we reject this. He's believed that he took them, but he's not believed that he replaced them with tithe produce. Rav Yonah boy, man kaiman, im ba'ime mishalihem afila ma'oretz li'yehi ne'eman, im ba'ime ploini isali afila kusi li'yehi ne'eman. The question is, Rav Yonah asks, what's the case? If he said that he grew them, even if he's in a ma'oretz, he's not believed. And if he said that ploini tied them for me, even a kusi would be believed. Amar Rav Bar, tipate commander amar kusi ka'akum, dispalgin kusi ka'akum, divri rebi, rishim gamli lo'imer, kusi kisal choldova. Rabbi Abba answered that it follows the opinion that a kusi is like a Gentile, because there's actually a machlokes. Rabbi says that they are like Gentiles, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that they are like Jews in all matters. So this is going according to the opinion of Rabbi. Hacha at amma l'toichen akum demai, hacha at amma etzal akum kepei roisav. Gemara asks the question. In the ratio, in the first clause, the Mishnah said that if you took wheat to a Gentile miller, it is demai. But in the latter clause, it said that it's like the Gentile's produce. The answer of the Gemara is that the latter clause referred to when he deposited a box of produce and there's a concern that the Gentile switched the box. But the first case referred to when he deposited produce itself. There's no concern that he switched them.